Yes, good morning from rainy Hamburg. We would like to present the first quarter results, which are rather unspectacular. So there are no big surprises, but we will go there to that in short. The key figures, revenues, as expected, was more or less on the same level than last year. We will show the revenue bridge a little later. EBIT came out slightly below last year's quarter, also as expected. The same is true for the net finance costs, which dropped 8% to 10.1 million. EBT dropped by 47% due to the valuation gains, which we showed in the first quarter of 06. This was a consolidation effect from Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum and Main-Taunus-Zentrum, which we haven't had this year. And consolidated profit dropped a little less, only by 45%, because the deferred tax position was a little lower than the year before. That resulted in earnings per share of 37 cents, 38 cents from the operating business, and minus 1 cent from the investment result. On the balance sheet, rather unchanged, the whole thing. Total assets, 1.8 billion as per December 2006. Equity and minorities haven't changed a lot, liabilities either, so overall, more or less the same thing. Equity ratio stays still at 50%, gearing at 100%, and the cash position is slightly better than by the end of the year. In detail, the balance sheet, the BRICS, the non-current asset, increased by 21 million due to the investments that are underway. Current assets decreased slightly, so overall total asset increased by only 16 million. On the liability side, the equity position is unchanged. The non-current liability, so the long-term debt, bank debt, increased by 20 million euro due to the investments. Deferred tax liabilities were slightly up, and current liabilities in turn dropped by almost 13 million. So that's the balance sheet, not very spectacular. If we come to the profit and loss account, as already mentioned, revenues were almost on the level before, only 100,000 euro less. Other operating income was lower due to the sale of Etramir, mainly, where we showed last year under other operating income 0.3 million. On the other side, the property operating and management costs were lower. That is also due mainly to the sale of Etramir and also Vitalbo. And the other operating expenses were slightly above last year's quarter, so that overall EBIT dropped by 300,000 euro or 2% to 18.7 million. Net interest expense, we will show the bridge in one of the next slides, dropped a little bit to 9.3 million. There was no income from investment then compared to the last year's quarter, because in 06 we had a profit distribution from the Wroclaw property already in January, which hasn't taken place in the first quarter of 07. The profit attributable to limited partners, the change in the 06 results, where we now show this profit under the finance cost rather than as profit share of the group results, were almost on the level in the year before, slightly higher. So that overall net finance costs dropped by 700,000 to 10.1 million. And finally, the measurement gains were 6.3 million lower, 6.4 million lower than last year's, because last year we had this valuation result in the first quarter, and this year that are only the investments into the operating entities, as well as slight currency results, so that overall EBT now stands at 8.5 million. If you deduct the deferred taxes, cash out taxes stood at 70,000 euro, or the remaining is deferred taxes as usual. So overall consolidated profit came out at 6.3 million, 45% below last year's quarter. If we look at the revenue bridge, we achieved 22.7 million revenues in the first quarter of 06 due to Klagenfurt, which opened by the end of March 06, plus Wolfsburg, where we had the restructuring Last year, we achieved plus 1.1 million euro in turnover. It's 1 million refers to Klagenfurt and 100,000 plus to Wolfsburg. Due to the sale of Annemasse and Viterbo, Etrembier Viterbo, we lost 1.7 million in turnover, and the like-for-like growth was 2.8% plus 500,000 euros, so that overall we came out at 22.6 million. This is quite a good figure with 2.8%. Our overall budget is 2.6% like-for-like growth in 2006. This is slightly better, but that may go down within the last quarters, and it does not reflect any effect on the turnover results. We just saw the figures yesterday. German sales really went up by 5.3% on a like-for-like basis within our German shopping center portfolio, compared to 0.5% of the overall German retail market. The whole portfolio, within the whole portfolio, turnover of our tenants increased by 6.5%, so again, an extraordinary additional turnover increase in our foreign entities. But 5.3% plus in Germany is the best quarter I have seen since I'm working with Deutsche EuroShop. The EBIT bridge, as already mentioned, unspectacular, only 300,000 euro as expected, lower than in the first quarter of 2006. The net interest expense, as already mentioned, there was no income from investments from the Wroclaw property that will take place later this year. And then we had 300,000 euro more interest expenses. That is the balance of increasing interest expense of Klagenfurt for the first quarter of 2007, where there was almost nothing in 2006. And in turn, we had less interest expenses due to the sale of Annemasse and Viterbo, where we repaid the debt that was on these properties. So overall, minus 700,000, the net interest expense in the first quarter of 2007. The profit before tax bridge, as already mentioned, there was a valuation result of 6.4 million, and then there is a decrease of 11% or 1 million euro on a pre-tax profit level from the operating business, as already explained, 300,000 euro EBIT and 700,000 euro net finance costs. The profit after taxes bridge from the valuation, that is only 4.5 million minus. Due to a lower tax rate on the overall portfolio, the minus is only 6% on the profit after tax level from the operating business. Then we are already at the forecast, what will take place. You all know that the Galeria Bałtycka, the topping out ceremony will take place in about 2 weeks, and the grand opening is expected to take place probably on 4th of October. The exact date will be determined at the beginning of January, but it looks like as it would open on 4th of October. And the second news is that the Hamelin property now has a pre-leasing rate of 85%. 75% was the last figure, but now we are at 85%, so we're also on our way for full leasing at this property, which will open in the first quarter of 2008 only. So after this, we stick to our forecast, which you all know, that our revenues will stay, compared to 2006, more or less on the same level. EBIT will drop slightly by 2%, and the EBT will drop a little more to 30 million-32 million euro, but then we will have again this jump, and that is already in our books in 2008. And that's in short about the first quarter, and I'm happy if I can answer your questions now.
We will now take our first question from Martin Praun with Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Böge. Given unspectacular results, actually only one quick question. If I remember correctly, the net yield on the portfolio was around 5.3%. If you compare that to recent deals that you've seen in the German market, would you say that this valuation is rather conservative, so you see further upside if you would compare your portfolio to other deals in the market?
Well, it's 5.4%. And from today's perspective, it's more than conservative, yes. Because the yields you can see in the market are below 5%. If you go to the main cities, you're already on a gross yield level below 5%. And that's why we're a little prudent regarding new acquisitions, because in our view, it's not justifiable any longer. But the market is as it is, and there is certainly, from today's perspective, a lot of revaluation potential in our portfolio. But that does not necessarily mean that this will be all taken through P&L, because we stick to our conservative view on valuation.
Okay, thank you.
We now move on to our next question from Remco Stramin with Kempen Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Berger. Two questions, actually. I noticed that the pre-letting of the Passau Center did not change compared to the previously published figure. Could you comment on that? And furthermore, you mentioned that you take a reserved approach to expansion of your portfolio for the current year. Could you indicate that with German yields falling rapidly, like you just mentioned, where there might be some potential for Dutch Eurosure for expansion? Is that abroad, outside of Germany, or where do you see potential acquisitions taking place in the near future?
Okay, first question regarding Passau. That is unspectacular. It has increased slightly by 1-2%, so we are somewhere 72 or 73% now, but that's why we haven't changed that. We changed it in bigger numbers, and opening is scheduled there by the end of 2008. So they are good on their way. There are a lot of lease contracts which have been negotiated already, but we are still waiting for the signature of the tenants, and only if we've got the signature of the tenant, that is pre-leased for us. So no issue on that.
Second question,
the situation, unfortunately, the situation is everywhere the same. So Germany is not different to Poland, Hungary, or Austria. There's a huge demand still for retail properties, and there's a lot of liquidity in the market. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there that already collected the funds, and now they are very much under pressure to get rid of these funds. And very many of them are paid for deals they are done, and they don't care that much, in my view, what's going to happen within 2-3 years with these properties. They just get their bonus, and then they are out. And that is different in our situation, where the management and the properties are in the same company, and we are not paid by doing deals. We are paid by doing good business long term.
Okay, and then maybe as a follow-up on that, do you expect that this current level of yields you see in the market right now is sustainable on a longer term? So, translating into a situation where for more than just this year, you think that it's too expensive to expand the portfolio? Or?
Well, I really hope, because I can't believe that this is really sustainable, because that requires expectations in terms of rental increases, which I hardly can imagine that they will take place. I mean, I was really surprised about the excellent sales result of our retailers. That was really surprising to me, but that does not necessarily mean that our rents increase by 5% in one step. That is a longer way, and I see that the rents increases perhaps a little better than the index. And if that really takes place overall, there will be a lot of disappointed people in a very, very short period of time.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Sven Hinz with Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, actually, just two questions. The first one regarding your EBT guidance. This is already reflecting the minorities that you now book into the financial result. Can you maybe give us a brief hint of what you expect as the loss in the financial result due to this change of accounting? That's it for the time being.
Well, our guidance includes already the deduction of the profit share of our minority shareholders for 2007, and that is an amount of around 3 million euro for the whole year.
Okay, excellent.
And that is already deducted in the EBT forecast. That is already included, so you don't have to deduct that from that.
Okay, excellent. Very good. And then just one question. I mean, given the current pressure on the yields, if you go without any investment in 2007, mm-hmm. Would you then pay maybe a higher dividend?
Well, not for 2007, because you see that the results are a little under pressure due to the heavy investment activity. So in 2007, we are not talking about an increase in dividend. But after completion of all these properties, we probably can think about it. So we think we can talk about 2008, but this is a discussion that takes place in early 2009.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
Kai Klose from Saal Oppenheim has our next question. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Berger.
Good morning.
Three quick questions. The first question is regarding the like-for-like rental growth in Q1 2006. You mentioned that you were very happy with the figures here in this year. Maybe you can give us a comparable number in previous year. Second question, are there any news on the extension of the Main-Taunus Zentrum in here close to Frankfurt? You mentioned that you were in negotiations with the city of Frankfurt. What's the current status quo? And the third question regarding the forecast, can you give us maybe a feeling, do you expect to come out at the upper or at the lower end of the EBIT and the EBT? Just what's your feeling with the currently? Thank you.
Okay, starting with the last question, from today's perspective, I think we come out at the upper end of this range. And regarding the like-for-like rental growth in the first quarter of 2006, that was 1% only.
Mm-hmm.
And the third question regarding Main-Taunus Zentrum, we will have a meeting next week, so far I can't tell you any news on that. But we believe it's on a good way.
Okay.
There are some discussions with Frankfurt, but they are playing hard, but not with, in our view, very, very good chances.
Hope you're playing hard too. Thank you.
We do our very best.
Thank you.
George Kenders of West Abbey has our next question. Please go ahead.
Given this good development in the sales of your tenants, what are your expectations for turnover rents, and what is the current share of turnover rents? And the second is the kind of housekeeping question. You said that the income from participation from Wroclaw, there was no one in Q1. How is this revenue distributed over the year? Is it only in Q4, or are there some interim payments?
No. This amount we realized in the first quarter of 2006 referred to the profit in of 2005, where in the first place we have once a year, at a maximum twice a year, a payout from Poland. And in 2005, we had by the end of the year, when we decided what part we will pay out to the shareholders, we took a very conservative view, because there was one uncertainty, and that was solved by the end of the year, and that's why we paid out immediately in January those 400,000 to us. That won't take so you can see that as a one-time effect, as a one-time effect that resulted already to 2005, and we won't have this again in 2006. So overall, our income from the Wroclaw investment will be lower than in 2006 by the end of the year. But in general, we have at most two payouts in June, and in general in December.
Okay.
And first question regarding the turnover development, that I can hardly give you a new view on that because I just saw these figures yesterday, and very, very briefly. I will have to investigate it a little further, but that has to be calculated now because, as you know, 5% plus in turnover does not mean that we get 5% more. That very much depends on the turnover level of the single tenant. But overall, from what I saw in a very brief view, the typical turnover paying tenants,
mm-hmm. Yep.
They also had an increase in turnover. So that should result in a higher turnover rental. But in the first quarter, you know, most of the turnover rent is only in taken into account in the fourth quarter. And in the first quarter, the absolute amount was more or less the same than in the first quarter of 2006. So there was no increase
mm-hmm.
on that side. But this is, that is unspectacular. It's
okay.
Not mentionable.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah?
Laurent Saint-Aubin with Aurore Levant has our next question. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Berger. I'm sorry, I did join a little bit too late the conference call, so I would like you to remind me what the sales result of your domestic retailers was, and second point, to give again the explanation regarding the valuation effect, which was positive in the first quarter of 2006. Thank you very much.
Okay. So sales of our retailers increased for the German portfolio by 5.3%.
5.3%?
5.3%.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's the best quarter I've seen so far in my Deutsche Euroshop times. And overall, it was 6.5% plus,
right.
So including Poland and Hungary. Austria doesn't have like-for-like figures so far. The second question regarding this valuation result in the first quarter of 2006, we had a one-off consolidation effect from the increase in shareholding in Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum and Main-Taunus-Zentrum, where we purchased both shareholdings, 7% in Rhein-Neckar and 5.7% in Main-Taunus-Zentrum. Below the net asset value, and that's why we have this consolidation effect that resulted in this valuation gain. That is not a revaluation of the properties. There's nothing to do with that. It's only a bookkeeping consolidation effect.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Berger.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now move on to Irenius Stanislavik with HSBC.
Stanislavik.
Thank you very much. This is Irenius Stanislavik. Just one question. The expectation of like-for-like rental growth for the full year,
yeah.
Will it be around the figure of 2.8% we've seen in the first quarter?
No, 2.6.
2.6.
The overall like-for-like budget is 2.6%.
2.6, okay.
Better. This was a little better, but that may decrease. That very much depends on when the index linked rental increase takes place.
Okay, thank you.
We have now a follow-up question from Sven Hinz with Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead.
Actually, it was also just about like-for-like and the clarification that it's not 1% but 2.6%. So that's fine already. Thanks.
Okay.
As we have no further questions at this time, I would like to turn the call back over to Mr. Berger for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, and then I wish you hopefully a sunny and not a rainy weekend, and talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye.